The Tor brothers had given me explicit directions for reaching the point of the city where I could find living accommodations and be near the offices of the government agents to whom they had given me letters. My way led to the central square or plaza, which is a characteristic of all Martian cities. The plaza of Zadanga covers a square mile and is bounded by the palaces of the Jeddak, the Jeds, and other members of the royalty and nobility of Zadanga, as well as by the principal public buildings, cafes, and shops. As I was crossing the great square, lost in wonder and admiration of the magnificent architecture and the gorgeous scarlet vegetation which carpeted the broad lawns, I discovered a red Martian walking briskly toward me from one of the avenues. He paid not the slightest attention to me, but as he came abreast, I recognized him, and turning, I placed my hand upon his shoulder, calling out, "Kaor, Kantis Khan!" Like lightning, he wheeled, and before I could so much as lower my hand, the point of his longsword was at my breast. "Who are you?" he growled, and then as a backward leap carried me 50 feet from his sword, he dropped the point to the ground and exclaimed, laughing, "I do not need a better reply. There is but one man upon all Barsoom who can bounce about like a rubber ball. By the mother of the further moon, John Carter, how came you here? And have you become a Darsene that you can change your color at will?" "You gave me a bad half-minute, my friend," he continued after I had briefly outlined my adventures since parting with him in the arena at Warhoon. "Were my name and city known to the Zadangans, I would shortly be sitting on the banks of the Lost Sea of Chorus with my revered and departed ancestors. I am here in the interest of Tardos Mors, Jeddak of Helium, to discover the whereabouts of Dejah Thoris, our princess. Sabthan, prince of Zodanga, has her hidden in the city and has fallen madly in love with her. His father, Than Khosis, Jeddak of Zodanga, has made her voluntary marriage to his son the price of peace between our countries. But Tardos Mors will not accede to the demands and has sent word that he and his people would rather look upon the dead face of their princess than see her wed to any than her own choice, and that personally he would prefer being engulfed in the ashes of a lost and burning Helium to joining the metal of his house with that of Than Khosis. His reply was the deadliest affront he could have put upon Than Khosis and the Zodangans, but his people love him the more for it, and his strength in Helium is greater today than ever.